Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That's right. It is the beginning of WIP Debate Week. All kinds of debates on the shows this week. Midday show will be having a debate later today. Obviously, throughout the week, all kinds of debates playing, classic Philly sports topics. Paul Jolovich going to be included at some point. We're really diving in. It's going to be awesome. So throughout the week, you'll be hearing debates on all kinds of Philly sports topics on all the different shows throughout the week. And Elliot and I, Elliot Short Parks, welcome.
What up? How you guys
pal?
Doing?
I haven't seen you since we did a show together on Saturday.
I feel like this music, you know, coming
gets
off
you fired
me,
up, right?
Yeah, thrashing Joe last year, yeah. Winning Insider of the Year. There's just so many different champion type songs
you're on a
you
run.
Could play.
Exactly. Yeah. For you.
Yeah. For me specifically.
That's what you
right.
meant.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure that's what we're talking about.
You know, you don't get a cupcake like Joe DeCameron today
exactly.
to debate against.
No. Well, we'll see.
Yeah. So Elliot Short Parks and I will be beginning debate week with a special debate today. We'll have Rhea Hughes, John Ritchie, and Fran Rojas judge our debate. And of course, you can call in 215-592-9494. But the debate we're going to have today, and this is not a classic one because it couldn't even really happen until the last few months.
What a great debate to have.
What is the more memorable season, Super Bowl title, the whole thing, 2017 or 2024? Should we just dive right in here?
If you're ready.
Okay, so we're going to each make an opening statement. We're going to each get a rebuttal.
Do we need
and then
time?
A closing
yeah, do we need
statement?
Time for this?
Should I time stuff?
I think it's almost like an Oscar speech where people are going
we're not
going
to go nuts.
Long,
yeah, you can cut
we'll
us off. Like, all right, enough.
Okay.
But I don't really plan on needing that long. I'm going to bury Elliot pretty quickly.
I was going
to
say, the way he's got the water, like he's getting ready for some type of...
So, you know, I'll start off. So, opening statement. Here we go. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining me. Really appreciate everyone giving me their time today. I honestly don't think we need to be here. This is a nonsensical discussion, but I will do it anyway. What is more memorable than the first Super Bowl your team wins? We spent our entire lives waiting for something to happen. People died. My father died before he got to see the Eagles win a championship. It was so meaningful to get to actually watch Eagles win a Super Bowl. But then on top of that, like the most magical ride you could ever have to actually win the championship, a Disney movie with the backup quarterback coming in and out-dueling the greatest of all time to ever do it. You're going up against the evil empire, 6-time champions at the time, or 5-time champions at the time, rematch from 04. Like, there is no more magical storybook way. And oh, by the way, a team full of guys who we all love and who loved each other and just the we all we need. Like 2024 was amazing. It was dominant. I'm sure you're gonna tell me why it was more memorable, but in my mind, like, it's not even in the same hemisphere in terms of what was more memorable than the first and only first Super Bowl we will ever win. Elliot Short Parks, the floor is yours.
Okay. Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for having me back. Disappointing to hear my opponent from last year, Joe DeCamera, didn't show up. But as we found out, he runs away from competition.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Not surprised not to see him. James, excited to do this with you. Look, I can't debate that this 2017 was the first one. There's no question about that. I can't prove that. It is absolutely the first. But I would challenge any of you to go home and tell your significant other that the first time is the more meaningful one, because that's not always the case, right? So once we accept that the first one doesn't have to be the most meaningful, let's look at these two teams. And I would present that the 2024 team is the true symbol of an underdog in the way the 2017 team is not. The 2017 team might have been underdogs in the games. The 2024 team was never supposed to happen. Once you lose a Super Bowl, you are not supposed to go back with that same team and win again. There's a reason Jalen is one of only, what, three or four quarterbacks? I think even less than that, actually, that have lost a Super Bowl and gone on to win another Super Bowl.
I believe he's the fourth.
The fourth, okay. In Nick Sirianni should have been fired, right? Like, when you come, or at least in week five, people wanted him fired. This team was not supposed to be the case. So was the first time in 2017 the first time? Yes, but outside of the first team, it's not the better team. It's not the more impressive team. It's not the more skilled team. And when you want to talk about meaningful and memorable, I'll always remember Saquon. I'll always remember the dagger. I'll always remember the pick six. And I'll always remember the best team we've seen in Eagles history. So it's not the first, but it is the most memorable.
All right, my rebuttal. I mean, I'll just respond to what you just said. The dagger? Did you mention that? Like, I love the dagger. Don't get me wrong. You want to talk about memorable? How about the Philly special, which is one of the 10 to 15 most memorable plays in the history of the sport in perpetuity? How many named plays are there? Not many, right? The Philly special, a named play. On top of that, Brandon Graham, strip sack. Those two plays alone are more memorable, more famous, whatever you would say, than the entire Super Bowl that just happened. And yes, it was more dominant. No disputing that. More impressive. No disputing that. 2024, definitely a better team and all that. But we're talking about memorable. And there's no way that, again, just factually, I think that nothing could ever be as memorable as the first Super Bowl we ever won after how long we waited. But even if that weren't the case, how it happened is so much more memorable. Like, yes, 2022 was a great, you know, started slow, 2-2, everyone's mad, and then they just go on a run. And they're great, and they become dominant, and it's a great team. 2017 was literally a Disney movie. They had the MVP of the league out of nowhere. Carson Wentz, he goes down, and this guy who's been around the franchise forever, had moments, left, comes back, the most likable guy you've ever met in your life, goes on this run, first of all, stinks at first, then puts it together where we're in the two most important games in the history of the franchise. He has the two best games we've ever seen a quarterback play. And then you add in the whole group of guys. I mean, again, all these guys are Philly legends because of who they are, too, whether it's Brandon Graham or Jason Kelce or Malcolm Jenkins or Chris Long or Torrey Smith, or like, there's just all the whole list. There's not a single, they all are amazing people that are part of this amazing thing that happened for us. And again, just the storybook of it being over and them rising from that and winning to beat Brady in the type of game, a way more fun game to watch. I just think it's not close.
So I know my opponent fancies himself a movie man. No, likes to think he knows about the theater and movies. But I think he would agree that there's a reason box office hits and the more memorable, meaningful movies have big stars in them. 2024 has more stars in it than 2017. Jalen's the best quarterback in franchise history. Nick's the best head coach in franchise history. They had the best running back, arguably, in franchise history. Certainly the best
Nick's
season.
Nick's the best coach
Nick's
in
the
franchise
excuse
history?
Excuse me, sir. This is between me and my opponent right now.
I can't believe
AJ Brown and Devontae Smith are the best receiving duo in in the Eagles history. So I will remember those stars more. But here's the other key part of why 2024 is more memorable and better, and I think is more enjoyable to remember. It has no villains. 2017 is marred a little bit by the fact that the backup quarterback on that day, Carson Wentz, ended up stabbing the franchise in the back and can't look at his Super Bowl ring without feeling some type of anger. Everyone on the 2024 team can look at that ring and say, I feel good about that. Carson can't do that. When you talk about the
Bryce Huff?
When you talk, yeah, I'm sure, look, he, more than anyone for what he got paid, should feel good. But 2017, we cannot talk about the 2017 team without talking about Carson Wentz. And ultimately, Carson ended up being an ugly chapter in this franchise's history. With 2024, every single person I'll remember, when that reunion happens in 10 years, there will not be any question of, will this guy come? Will this guy come? They'll all be there because they all got along and they all loved each other. 2017's the first time. the first time is not your best time. That I can tell you that for sure, right? So when you go on to more
exactly
meaningful ones
sexual
in 2024, then it's just better. So I think I understand Eagles fans. They're both memorable. And the fact me and you get to sit here and talk about two, that's certainly unbelievable. But if I could only pick one Super Bowl to have, I am picking the 2024 team. I would rather remember that dominance and those stars. Then let's be honest, like the flash in the pan that the 2017 team was.
So, all right, closing statement time. And I mean, I don't feel like I have to do that much work. I feel like I've already really done the heavy lifting. I mean, you just, you know, said it there, that you what you want to remember more. This isn't what you want to remember more. This is what is more memorable. What is more memorable? And I think I know I've won when he has to resort to Carson Wentz bashing as his reason.
It's part of the story.
Is it? Does anyone think about Carson Wentz ruining that Super Bowl? I don't. You know, he didn't play in it. He wasn't on the field for the Super Bowl. What I remember is big, you-know-what Nick coming through in the biggest of spots, walking out. We mentioned the John Candy, Joe Montana thing before. We have our own. We have Nick Foles walking into the huddle before the biggest drive in the history of the franchise and saying, first of all, I love you guys. Like, chills every time. Like, I don't really think I have to do much more. I appreciate your points. And obviously, these are both memorable things that are you know, both are memorable. We're not, you know, not shirking that. I just think that there's no way that based on the way it happened, and again, up against Brady and Belichick, and I know it's Reed Mahomes, but they're not Brady and Belichick yet. Brady and Belichick still have the most. They're still the GOATs as of the moment. Again, and they're more hateable, too. That's the other thing. You talked about a villain. Carson Wentz isn't a villain. The villain was Brady and Belichick in that game. It was the most villain you could have. So I think you've done an admirable job arguing a losing point. But at the end of the day, I think we all know it was a losing point.
Well, first, unlike my opponent, I'd like to start by saying thank you guys for being here today. I appreciate you listening, being here. It's an honor to be back. I respect that. I can't guess I say
yes,
my opponent.
Yes, that's
does.
Correct. Yes.
But I guess I would just say memorable should be something that is earned. And memorable should be something that is memorable because of what that team and what they did. The first one was always going to be memorable. They could have won that game 3-0. They could have gone 9-8. They could have flipped their way through the playoffs by luck. And we'd always remember it. The 2024 team earned a spot in our memory. They earned it with the best defense we'll maybe ever see in franchise. And again, with the best, one of the best offenses, one of the best individual seasons, they earned the right to be etched in Eagles history. The first team was always going to be the first team. They were a fantastic team. They got along, great stories, Philly special, the statue out in front of the stadium. That was always going to happen for some team that whatever was first. What wasn't guaranteed is that we would see a team come along like this and etch the way and demand that we remember them because of how great they were. So when it comes to me, I will remember greatness over my first time. That's just me. And I really think Eagles fans are smart enough to know that if you had to remember one, you want to remember the better one, not the first one.
You're smart enough to know. That's the whole point. You're not memorable means you don't even choose. It is what it is. What's most memorable?
I think this team is more memorable. Yeah. We will talk about this team for more than we will talk about 2017.
It's a great debate. Thank you for that.
I love the
Law and Order, yeah. All right, so let's go to the judges, the judging panel. I do not see any Russian judges here, so we're in good shape. let's start it off with producer Fran Rojas, the first judge on the table, sitting at the table there looking at us meanly. Fran, what did you think of...
And by the way, friend, I love when you tweet out the songs during
all right,
the show.
Can anyone pander more than Elliot Chirparks right now?
Just happy to be here with Fran.
Yes, me too, okay? Go ahead, Fran.
Elliot, appreciate the kind words, but I'm going to go with your opponent.
Thank you! All right, yeah, that is 1-0.
Laid out a good thing there.
All right, Rhea Hughes, your results from the debate.
Well, so the two of you... You went long on your openers, I will say that. A little bit wordy on that.
We didn't interrupt each other too much. I was proud of that. I thought that was good. Unlike Joe last time.
I was very proud of that. Yeah. And, you know, although John interrupted, that was, yes. Yeah, I did enjoy
well,
that.
Well, I felt real like Elliot during Beat the Hammer there where he did the, and Joe lost his mind. I was like, that felt like a real, like, being like, hey, Richie, shut up. Okay.
You know, here's the thing is, I think you hurt yourself with the Carson Wentz comment.
Carson hurt himself.
It was unnecessary.
It was, but I'm with Elliot. He sold me on the It was just, this was so dominant.
That's fine. Yeah. That's fine.
Look, I wish I didn't have to bring up Carson, but unfortunately he's part of that
that's
story.
That's fine. Rhea, you're dead to me, but that's fine. all right, John Ritchie, the tiebreaker. It all comes down to you.
Yeah. Elliot, you did an admirable job.
Oh,
that's what I like to see here.
It's like what my teacher used to say. Like, he tried, man.
The question here was, which is more memorable?
Which is what it is.
I love that you did what you could. You tried to redirect, and you tried to make more dominant equal more memorable. It was more dominant.
No doubt.
You sold me on that. And I think that the Carson Wentz point was interesting.
Unfortunately,
I love the outside the box.
I love how serious you are, too.
I mean, really, admirable. But, Jimmy, your point was made by the point itself.
Before we even started. Yeah. He was arguing a losing point. I feel bad for him, but it is
I
what
do
it
too.
Is.
You know?
Well, it's disappointing that the judges' minds were made up before we started.
I thought you kicked butt.
Yeah.
And I really, there were moments where I was teetering. Which says, I think that says,
says a lot,
because your argument was horrendous. The horrendous you were, the argument you were
the
given
side
was
you
horrendous.
Had to take,
it was very difficult. Yeah. You somehow crafted it and made it doable, reasonable, realistic, but just not quite realistic enough.
Yeah. Here's what I'll say. You would have beaten Joe.
Well, for sure.
Joe would have not showed up, as we can see.
Elliot, I think a misstep you made was ripping John in the middle of it. You lost his vote.
A mistake.
I know, Well, unfortunately, I like the rules.
I don't know if anyone else noticed, but as soon as we started debating, Elliot's voice changed. He was like, first of all, you got very serious.
I have respect for the, I guess I should say. And Fran, by the way, I hate when you tweet.
I don't understand. Why is it that you end up kissing the butt of everyone?
Yeah, you did.
When
it made
debating.
It a little obvious too.
It
you
was
were
a
too
little
pandery.
Too self. I mean,
you gotta be authentic.
I think I was authentic. And again, like, I will choose greatness over the first time. But that's just me. You guys can pick the
first
time.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, it can't happen a second time if you don't have a first time.
I'll choose the first time if the question was, which is memorable, like it's the first time. You know, like, it really did. It was a little tilted.
Yeah.
It was a tough argument.
Way. Yeah.
But always happy to debate, James.
That was really fun. And again,
put up more of a fight than Joe.
Yeah. Well, Joe, what an embarrassment.
Well, the funniest thing about last year with Joe is the argument was, should we believe in the Sixers for next season? And I was like, well, of course we
and
should.
We and we were all having, against you,
yeah,
too.
Exactly. And they end up having like the most horrendous season.
Like
ever.
You came in at that debate with all the judges being
against
like,
you.
We couldn't disagree with you more, and you won us all over easily. So,
I think going up against a better opponent this time
hurt you a bit, and yet a tough spot. So, all right, we'll get Elliot's thoughts. He's going to stick with us for the rest of the show. We'll get his thoughts on Alvarado and all that coming up in a minute. First, let's go back to the phones and let's talk to our buddy Mark in Delaware. Hey, Mark.
Yo, happy No Joe Day.
Better
indeed,
than a snow
Mark.
Day.
And, hey, John, I'm not sure why he rips you all the time on days where you're not there.
I don't. You know, yeah, I wasn't aware.
Oh, yeah, he does.
So
yeah.
Much,
every time.
He gets on your time. And then, Elliot, I'm not sure why you're so, on the mood with the hammer on Fridays all the time, considering he runs from competition.
Well,
you know?
Again, much like I like the 2024 team, I appreciate greatness. And the hammer wins all the time, so I like to see him win.
He didn't win on Friday.
I know, that was disappointing.
Actually, he
and the
lost
way he handled it was even more disappointing. I mean,
already. No,
I mean,
it's not even
well,
summer
he
yet.
Is a big fan of trying to cheat his way out of a loss.
Yes, and it's like, look, like, you know, you can spout off about your record all you want. And yes, to your point, impressive record, whatever. We can put in the qualifications that we know are there, like the opponents and the fact that he talks on the radio for a living and has played this game 300 times as opposed to people who've never played
it before.
But outside
of that, James is really impressed.
You know, whatever. But I think the thing that hurts his record and his hammer standing the most is how bad a loser he is.
Yeah.
He is the sorest, worst loser that I maybe have ever encountered in my life. I mean, he's up there. Like, for a dumb radio bit, he takes it so seriously and is so lame when
he
loses.
When he slams his hand on the table, I'm always afraid he's going to break
it. It scares me every single time.
Yeah.
Good news. Like, I don't think he's strong enough.
Hey, you know what, buddy? Guess what?
It's good point. Power.
Sometimes you can lose. Sometimes you lose. Yeah. It happens, man. You know?
Kind of sounds like you're describing Michael Jordan, though. Just putting that out there.
Don't you dare.
Just putting that out there.
Don't you dare.
James, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
So I know you and Elliot are friends, and you guys probably hang out together. Does Emily and Kristen ever get to say a word when you guys are talking? Because you guys talk so fast. Wow.
Dude, no. Yeah, no.
Yeah,
not
no.
Really. Yeah, honestly, just Emily doesn't say a word in our house. It's
well,
just me talking her ear off all the time.
The funny thing is, I just feel like we're both so talkative, and we both married people that I would say are more on the quiet side.
Yeah, oh, dude, Emily, Emily is fine with me talking, you know? Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. It's a good question, though, Mark. You definitely got
that
to the heart of it.
That is an interesting question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Mark,
so,
you got...
So, what... Okay, I'll ask. I have a lot of questions.
I love it. Yeah, that's what we're here. We're open books. Mark, what do you got on Alvarado real quick?
I was just going to say, John, how yes. would you feel walking into the locker room yesterday morning and addressing the team?
How would I feel?
Embarrassed, disappointed. You mean if he were Alvarado is what you're saying?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Okay, I didn't.
Well, I would feel like it's a necessity. Like I
you have to own it.
Yeah. I'm a little bit surprised he was sort of just like ferried off, jettisoned off. I would have wanted to talk to him. You know, I think maybe it would have been the right move to address the team before leaving, because he really did let everyone in that, you know, clubhouse down. And I think I'm already resentful as a teammate, and it didn't help that he sort of like was in the middle of the night, just like taken away.
Well, am I wrong that he, like, the team has known about this for a little while?
For like a week and a half, yeah. or 2 weeks.
Okay,
like that.
So I mean, it is possible the locker room was aware.
I don't know. I don't know if they were there. Dombrowski said he was aware because the agent and player came and spoke to him.
Okay, so we don't know if Alvarado told anybody else.
I get the impression they were not.
Okay. Players were not aware.
Yeah, so not great, Mark. Mark, you got an answer for us for a non-actor performance?
Yeah, I'm going to go with a movie from old time that I think we've all seen and maybe we showed our kids. I'm going to go Olivia Newton-John in Grease.
Now, isn't she an actress, or am I wrong about that?
So I guess she was a singer first. And she wasn't really act that much other than that, really, now that I think about it. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Great answer if you consider her not. Yeah.
Yeah, iconic role for
sure. Hopelessly devoted to you.
Sandy.
Great song.
Sandy.
Another great song.
Yeah. Well, the Summer Love.
You actually know that movie?
I was in Grease when I was younger.
Elliot played Danny Zuko when he was younger.
No, I wasn't Danny, unfortunately. No.
I was just wanting to give you too much credit. Of course you did.
I played Danny Zuko.
Of course you did, yeah.
You want to give us a little Summer Lovin' or anything like that?
It's a tough one to sing.
It is.
Summer Lovin'.
My voice was different then.
Yeah.
Sure.
A little higher pitched.
Yeah. I think it was.
Did you like have black hair then?
No, but it was slick.
Did you dye it for the play?
I got a leather jacket at the mall.
Oh,
very nice.
It was like, I was able to pull that off. It felt, but it was like a Christmas present.
So it's like a dual thing.
Yeah.
Christmas present.
Yeah.
And,
I felt like I was taking advantage of the situation because I really wanted a leather jacket, and lo and behold, I needed one to be Danny Zuko.
Worked out for you there. Yeah. That's
when
good.
When I was in Grease, I took my character took the character my sister played to the prom.
That's awkward.
Yeah, so speaking of Jodie Cameron.
Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Well, here's all I'll say. I will consider it a disastrous day for Fran Ross if he does not come back with something from Grease. We'll find out what it is next.
He's already on it.
My man. All right, coming up next, we're going to get
Elliot. You know that Grease was Rydell High.
Yeah, Rydell High, baby.
Radnor.
Yeah.
Like, Radnor High School was the model for Rydell High.
Wow, yeah. How about that?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Amazing.
Yeah, that is cool. Amazing.
No, it is neat. All right, more about Grease coming up, as well as we're going to get Elliot's thoughts on the Alvarado thing. Obviously, he's covered the Eagles for a long time. He's been around this situation. He was covering the team when Lane was suspended, all that. We'll get his thoughts on the Alvarado suspension and what that can mean for a team in the hunt, trying to win a World Series. Plus, again, your calls as well, 215-592-9494. It's the morning show. We're coming back.
Here's what's happening at Borgata. Don't miss out on the action at Borgata's Poker Room, where great cards, lucky seats, and high hands bring excitement to every player. Open 7 days a week. Excitement is waiting, and you are only miles away from your happy place. Experience award-winning restaurants, exciting bars, live music, big-name entertainment, and a spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway today. Visit.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, yeah. You gonna sing for us, Elliot? Nope. Maybe.
Summer loving.
There it is.
Had me a blast.
Summer. Go ahead, John. This is your part.
Happened so fast.
This might be the best of the of them.
Ah, song's so good.
Yeah.
For me, he met a boy. Cute as can be.
It's great. Great job, Fran.
Is this the best musical?
No.
Really?
No. Oh, no, no.
What do you think's the best?
Yeah.
I haven't seen
I mean,
Hamilton.
Like, my, well, I think Hamilton is my personal favorite.
I don't know if
favorite.
Hamilton would count, though. That's
but, like
a Broadway
I mean,
play.
Yeah, what do you think musicals are?
I know, but like, Grease is like a movie.
Well, so is Hamilton, but also...
Well, Hamilton was a play first.
So was Grease.
Yeah.
No, definitely.
But Grease, I'm saying one is known as a movie.
Grease was on Broadway before the movie.
No,
the movie happened because it was on Broadway.
But I'm saying Grease is known as a
movie. You're just losing every debate this morning.
I just think this is a silly angle.
How about Rent?
Regardless, to your initial question, I love Rent. Rent's one of my favorites, but I think My Fair Lady, you know, would be pretty high.
I've never seen it.
Guys and Dolls, Cats is a disaster.
I don't know if it's a great play. I'm just saying in terms of like...
Like Guys and Dolls, My Fair Lady has been...
I haven't seen that. Guys and Dolls either.
But you've heard of it, right?
Yeah,
you've heard of it. You've heard of it before. Yeah, those
Annie.
Like
Rent blew my mind away when
Rent
I saw
was
it.
Amazing.
I've seen
Rent
is the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
I could sing almost every word of Rent. I probably still to
immediately
the
bought it.
I haven't
cassette
heard it in
tape
like 15
in
years.
The lobby.
I could probably sing every word still.
What a flex.
That's
yes,
what I do.
Yeah,
I can sing the bar.
I can sing show tunes, guys. You know, yeah.
Bump it in the mini.
Get ready. All right, Twitter poll question today. Nice non sequitur there. Twitter poll question today, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more in a 2025 Armin Chevy Trailblazer, starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at armanchevy.com. All right, two questions, John. The first one: who are you rooting for? Knicks, Pacers. How do you think the audience voted on that one?
No idea. Guess. I'm going to guess animosity toward the Knicks overweighs open-mindedness about Villanova, so 40% choose the Knicks.
Even more, it is 74% choose the Indiana Pacers as they are rooting for, so only 26% of people saying they're rooting for the Knicks. The other one, who do you think will win the NBA Finals? The four teams left, the Knicks, the Pacers, the Thunder, the Timberwolves. How do you think the voting went out on that
one? I think OKC wins this thing.
Handily. 57% of the poll go to OKC. Pretty close after that. The Knicks do get the second most votes at 17%, 16% for the Timberwolves, and then the Pacers at 10%. All right, back to the phones in a minute. Time's yours coming up. Elliot, while we have you here, you haven't had a chance to comment on the story of the day.
Yes.
And sadly, it's not McGabe. I wish that McGabe were the story of the day, but you can comment on that too if you want to. But the Jose Alvarado news, obviously the 80-game suspension is a big deal, but the biggest deal of it all, the fact that he is ineligible to play in the postseason for the Phillies, just a massive loss for the team and their World Series chances.
Yeah, so for me, like, look, obviously it's disappointing he did it. It's a massive blow to the bullpen. I get all that. This is about Dombrowski to me. Like, Dombrowski has mostly sat out the trade deadline since he's been here.
Well, and made bad moves.
And made
the
bad
moves he's made. Yeah.
Right? So I think that the Alvarado thing basically speeds up decision time. Like, does Dombrowski want to reinvest in this team, or is it time to move on? Because let's be honest, like, if this team doesn't do anything in the postseason, there will be major changes. They're not going to run it back with this team, whether that's letting JT walk, whether that's letting Schwarber walk, maybe that's trading Trey Turner at a loss. Like, it is going to be a very different team if they don't do anything in the playoffs. And they can't do anything in the playoffs if they don't replace Jose Alvarado with an actual, like, big-time acquisition. So if Dombrowski is not going to invest in the bullpen, then they might as well sell at the deadline. Like, that is what a smart organization would do. You don't just hold out on, like, a small chance you make a run. You get assets for players you know you're going to lose. So if they're not going to make a trade, then sell. But I think they absolutely have to make a trade and reinvest in the bullpen.
I think they will make a trade. I don't know if it'll be
like a big-time trade.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. I think selling is too far because baseball is weird like that. And baseball, like, if the bats get out in October, they could win, you know? And it's I think if you have a chance to make the playoffs, it's hard to sell in baseball in that way. But I get the
yeah, I just
heart
think
of
with
what
the, with the impending free agents. I agree with you. Look, like, we've seen the Phillies enter the postseason as a team not supposed to make a run, and they did.
And that was the longest run they've made.
Right. Now,
you know?
The bullpen was better then, though, if I'm not mistaken, right?
2022, yeah, but it wasn't like that much better. I mean, they was really Alvarado and Sir Anthony is the only guys we felt good about. Robertson was there, but it was like not...
Right.
You know, like Eflin coming out of the pen, remember that? You know, so... Yeah.
Wow, Eflin, I forgot. Yeah.
Can we still get Robertson?
Yeah, he's a free agent. Zach Roberts out. I mean, David Roberts is out there now. He's like 40 or whatever.
And
look, he's on the market
year,
for a while. He was good last year. He's pitched well.
He's outstanding.
He's
last
pitched
year.
Well everywhere except when he's a Philly. Now, he signed for any other team.
He's out there.
Well.
He's a free
like
agent.
The anti-
I don't know why
Foles.
We don't just go lock him up right now.
So he might be waiting. He might want to wait until more teams need. He might want to wait and say, "I only want to pitch half a season. I only want to come in for a playoff run." Like, who knows? You know, he's 40, but it is a thought.
Now, what would you guys prefer more? Trading like one of their top five prospects or whatever for a legit bullpen piece, or would you rather get creative in putting like Painter in the bullpen, or just telling Scott Boras like bad news, like, I know you're gonna be mad about this, but you know, Rangers going in there, like which path would you prefer?
So Painter, I don't think is an option.
I don't think
after
it's an
TJ, okay. Like I'm not messing with Painter's arm like that. I think he's too important. I'm not stretching him out and then putting him back. Like maybe for the playoffs, if I feel like he's started and whatever, and I can put him in for an inning or two here or there. But I'm not relying on Painter as a bullpen arm throughout the season. Abel, absolutely, I think could be an interesting guy for that. Obviously Ranger, but they're extenuating things with that, with Boras and all that. But I do lean towards hoping that they can internally fix problems more than giving up top prospects to fix those problems, because I don't know that it'll be enough, you know, to give up a top prospect, get a high quality reliever. And is that worth it if you don't win the World Series? So it's a tough question, and it's what they're going to be dealing with.
But I think they have to make the decision soon.
Yeah, well,
but
the other part of it is that you need two to tango. Like, if I'm a team with a good reliever that I want to trade, like, there's no way I'm trading him now.
Right.
I'm just not getting the same value.
Could overpay.
But even then, like, the leverage will increase. You're only likely going to get, when you take the risk of getting hurt or whatever, but you're only likely going to get more the closer to the deadline you get. More teams involved, more leverage, so... but yeah, it's a tough situation. All right, coming up in a minute, we'll get Elliot's thoughts on a pretty important Eagles-related thing that's happening this week that we have not talked much about in the last week or two. First, let's go back to the phones and talk to Andrew in Reading. What up, Andrew?
Hey, man. Good to hear you. And thanks for stepping up and improving on the Joe performance. So am I talking to Danny Zuko right now? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, multiple, apparently.
There we go. Danny's all around. Although,
Danny's Zuko, can we say it that way?
I actually feel like my character's name was Duty in the play.
Yeah. No.
Sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
No. Appropriate.
No, it was Danny Zuko.
Andrew. No, I know.
No,
but
he didn't play Danny Zuko.
I didn't play Danny Zuko, yeah.
He was one of like the crew.
No, it wasn't a real character.
Yeah. The play that I was in, though, was called A Bite of the Big Apple, so it was a sampler.
So you weren't in Greece at all.
We did songs from Greece.
That's hilarious.
And I was...
It was like a best
Danny
of.
Zuko.
Yeah,
in
it
that
was like
song.
A compilation type
from
thing.
Greece.
Yes,
yeah, a compilation.
Gotcha. Sure, sure.
Go.
Yeah.
All right, so it was a mix.
Yeah.
So I'm a physician, and when I first heard about Jose Alvarado, of course, being a lifelong Philly sports fan, I was pissed. But then when they said it was from a diet drug, I was very confused, because I don't need to educate you guys or the audience that a new class of medicines came out about 6 or 7 years ago that are all the rage.
Yep.
And I just assumed he was on one of those, because half the friggin' world is
on
those.
Everywhere, yeah,
everywhere,
yeah, totally.
Yeah, I just don't really think it matters what he was on. Like, you have to be more responsible what you're putting
on
your body.
I agree.
Like, it could be for anything, yeah.
So now it's come out that he tested positive for testosterone. So it's a little confusing to me that, you know, there's no testosterone in these meds. So, you know, are we being lied to? It's very
confusing. In most of these cases, when someone gets popped for PEDs, they'll always have some sort of, I didn't know it was in this.
Fertility.
And in the vast majority of those cases, they knew exactly what they were putting in their body.
And also, we don't know what he took. Like, we can assume it's a popular weight loss drug, but we don't actually, unless it's been reported the name of the drug.
We were told it was a weight loss drug.
Right, but I'm saying we don't know which one. So, like, for us to say what is in that drug, we just don't know.
Andrew, to the heart of what you're saying, yes, he probably, we don't know for sure, but he probably knowingly took steroids. If I had to bet on it, we don't know, but that's my guess, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, as a truck driver called in like 45 minutes ago, I mean, if you know you're going to be tested, and I'm sure Richie can speak to this, like, if you know the deal, I mean, everybody knows, you know, my golden retriever knows the deal, you know, like, you're not going to get away with it.
I think he was reckless and
Andrew, I'm with you, and to your point, like, how could they, and yet people still get popped every year. Yeah. Look, Jerks and Profar for the Braves got popped earlier this year, like, you know, I'm with you, it's crazy and it defies logic, but these guys think they can beat it, you know?
There are guys who aren't beating it.
Let's be honest. There are definitely people who are getting past tests. Yeah. Like, we've seen it forever in baseball. Right. So it's maybe that's how, you know, how
but
dumb
the other
be
thing
that,
too
you know?
Is, like, I would just say, I think there is a shot he did this on accident. Just
it's,
to be clear.
Of course it's possible.
Like,
I think there is a shot. I think there is a much, look, maybe there's a small percent, but it is a much smaller percentage.
It's a minority.
Yeah, I agree. Andrew, you got an answer for us for a non-action performance?
Let me just say one last quick thing, and then yes, I do.
Sure.
I think that the right move is to tell Scott Boras to stick it and put Ranger as the closer. We saw him a
couple
years ago.
That could have long-term ramifications, Andrew. I get it, but that could hurt your team long-term. Like, Scott Boras
will boycott us in the
future. He's the most powerful person in the sport.
I still think if you pay the most money, though.
He is the most powerful person
in the
sport.
But he's not going to turn down the most money.
Maybe. It depends how much more it is. You might have to overpay. Like, who knows? Anyway, Andrew, you got an answer for us?
I have the winner. I narrowed it down to two, but I'm going to say Andre the Giant in Princess
Bride. It's his birthday. That's why
we did the question.
So what's your pivot?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Great answer, Airplane. Wow. Okay, that could win.
Wow.
That's a really
I'm
answer.
Surprised no one said that.
Yeah. All right, time's yours in a second, but quickly, Elliot, Rhea mentioned in her update earlier the Diana Rossini report on the tush push. We talked about so much when the first vote was happening and all that, but kind of quietly, it's tomorrow? The next day is when they're deciding this? All of a sudden,
tush
it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yes. Elliot, where is this whole thing at right now?
So I still think that there is going to be there will be a change to the tush push. I'd be very surprised if at the end of this week the tush push is allowed to be run the exact same way. And I also think you have seen the Eagles start to prepare for the fact that the tush push is gone. Lurie brought up to you they're bringing back the fullback. They signed a fullback last year. They drafted a defensive tackle that has been in goal line situations at fullback. They signed A.J. Dillon, one of the better short yardage running backs. So I do think there'll be a change to the tush push. But I really don't think it's a huge deal like others do. I think they're still going to convert at an extremely high rate in these short yardage situations.
Yeah, I agree. But it's still, you know, it's annoying to see it.
But also it's a feather in the cap. Like, they designed a play the NFL had to ban.
Sure.
I mean, it is.
It's a way to look at it. Yeah. Positive spin.
Can you think of another play that's been banned? I'm sure there are some. But
yeah, but I don't know if it's been a specific team play like that. Yeah, but I don't.
That's different than a team
designed to play. I don't think a team created. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's fascinating.
You know. Good for the Hall of Fame resume.
There you go. All right, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours is brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go. Only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's see what we got today.
Joe, if somebody is in the Eagles Hall of Fame, then they are an Eagles great. It's an objective point, and your point about Hugh Douglas is ridiculous. Time's back to yours.
Yeah, of all the dumb things that Joe said on Friday after losing, and there were many dumb things, him saying he was not an Eagles great was just by so far.
What is this?
My question when Joe lost on Friday, one of my questions was, what Eagles great had two sacks in the pickle juice game?
Oh, this definitely counts. Yeah. He's definitely great.
And so he said that Hugh Douglas shouldn't count as an Eagles great.
Mm-hmm. It's that also, it was a misleading game, question.
I mean, regardless, he's the guy who had two sacks in the game, but also like Eagles great. Like, he's in the Eagles Hall of Fame. How much more great do you need to be?
Yeah.
The camera, the only thing weaker then your horrendous performance on Beat the Hammer on Friday is your inability to pick a date to play Jack in this sporting event.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Hey, it's the Hammer here.
The Hammer!
I have been praying on the week my whole life. I went to the prep where we play against public high schools with our nationally recruited players. So we started winning then. And now on Friday mornings, I pick up tomato cans to do sports trivia again.
I lost.
It's just fantastic. I got to get back to my bidet.
Great work. Honestly, we should get more people impersonating Joe. That's an angle we have not tapped into enough. All right, with that, we shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, let's try and get some final answers in here. We got to pick a winner in a minute of the best performance by a non-actor. Let's get a few people in. Let's turn to here Steve M. Williamstown. What you got, Steve?
What's going on, guys? I'm going to have to say Prince in Purple Rain.
That's a very interesting answer, too. Great movie. Obviously, Joe, you know, makes you like it more when you know how much Joe does not like Prince.
Really good answer.
David in Wilmington. David, you got an answer for us?
How about OJ and
Naked Gun?
Yeah.
No, he's very good in it.
It'd be hard to vote for him.
That's what I was about to say. It's like at the end of the day when we're deciding, it's like, I'm probably not going to pick the murderer if I had to choose. But he is good in those movies, for what it's worth. Let's go to Paul. Paul, you got an answer for us?
Yeah, I think it needs to be your initial time in the movies. Like, you know, you got Roddy Piper and Olivia Newton-John. They already were actors and actresses in the earlier ones. But the first one, and I don't know if it was said, but Hulk Hogan has thunder lips in Rocky III.
So I said it, so which is, you know, in passing. So my fault. You got another answer for that?
Jim Brown, the Dirty Dozen?
Yeah, that's a good answer. That's a solid one. All right, let's get a couple more quick ones in here. Matthew, you got an answer for us?
Cher Moonstruck.
What was that?
Cher Moonstruck. Oh, one of my all-time favorite
movies.
Yeah,
she's great in that. But wasn't she an actor? I know she was a singer, too.
No, I think she's more of a singer.
I know she's...
She was known as a singer. I think that might have been... I don't know if that was her first movie, because she starred in, you know, The Mask and, you know, a bunch of other things.
She was in a different mask.
Oh,
okay.
Take a look and see how early that was while I'm getting this, because I feel like she was an actress by then. But if not, that's a very, very good answer. All right, last one. Tim, you got an answer for us?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, Reggie Jackson in The Benchwarmers.
Oh, I thought he was going to go Naked Gun there too, right?
I did not expect Benchwarmers.
I was like, especially we just heard Naked Gun. Yeah.
It was not her first movie
I didn't
role.
Think it
she was.
She was
in Silkwood.
She was in a few
Mask
movies before
was
that,
1985,
right?
Witches of Eastwick.
Moonstruck. I thought she was in a few movies before that.
Yeah, it wasn't until 87, yeah. Suspect.
That's what I thought.
Moonstruck, okay. If you've never seen it.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Have you ever seen it, Elliot?
Moonstruck, no.
Elliot? Phenomenal movie.
Yeah, it's a very entertaining movie.
Highly entertaining.
Did anyone say Little Bow Wow and like Mike?
No.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. Shocking.
Ooh. Shocked.
Could have been a winner. Could have been a winner.
Probably wouldn't have been a winner.
Winner for a different show.
It's a great, yeah.
All right, so we got 6 votes here. So, or no, 5 votes, bad math. 5 votes here, so we have to make a decision. Here are what I think, going through the list, the best answers, in my opinion, that we got today. I think Lady Gaga in A Star is Born is a great answer.
That's really good.
Mike Tyson, The Hangover is great. I think Bob Uecker in Major League is a great answer. I think Bob Barker in Happy Gilmore is a great answer.
I think it's too small.
It probably is. Going through.
He's also kind of an
Roddy
actor.
Piper was good. Yeah, kind of an actor too. And then I think Prince there was a really good answer at the end there. Those are really the ones that stick out as the best today.
Is Prince or Gaga?
Oh, and also we had Arlie Ermey as one too, which I think is a great, because that was his first performance. That's a great answer as well.
So I haven't seen Purple Rain, but if the movie's all about Prince for Prince, I feel like that counts a little different than an actor like doing a cameo or something.
It's an interesting point. Yeah. Now, there really is a story
point.
That's
I like
told
Lady Gaga.
So Lady Gaga would be my vote.
Yeah,
okay. Oh, that's two quick ones. I'm not saying I'm against it because Lady Gaga is
opposed.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great answer.
Yeah,
she was
unbelievable.
Amazing. Fran, I see Fran kind of giving me the nod.
Yeah, I like Uecker in Major League.
So I love that. Yeah. I mean, Dynamite drop in, Monty.
The problem with Gaga is she's doing other acting roles.
But that was the first kind of thing that she did. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go Uecker with you because I love that. So it's down to you, John Ritchie.
Again.
Bob Uecker or Lady Gaga, you make the call.
I got to go Gaga.
Yeah, that's fair. Congratulations to JP. JP, who's a great caller, we've never met before. That'll be fun to have JP down at the game with us. Again, the next 3 weeks, you can win tickets to come to a Phillies game with us. So keep it locked here. We will have many more fun ways for you to win those prizes. And again, keep it locked. Debate day coming up. More debates on the midday show and all week long. Thank you to Elliot for coming in
Thank
and
you.
Helping out. You did an amazing job today, buddy.
Well, really. That's kind of what the winners say to the loser. So
thank you for allowing me to win today.
Yes.
Fran Rojas doing a great job producing the show. Justin D'Orazio, awesome. Job helping out today, and thank you to everyone who called in. Literally could not do the show without you. We'll be back tomorrow. Hugh and Joe coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.